currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Erica Sanford. What do 2,600 people and 27,000 hours have in common? They are the number of volunteers and volunteer hours that supported various city functions, events, and programs in 2011. At the annual Volunteer Appreciation Celebration, many volunteers were honored for their service to the Kirkland community.
On behalf of the Kirkland City Council, I am pleased to be a part of honoring all of our volunteers who do so much for our city and for our community.
The event, emceed by Mayor Joan McBride and Deputy Mayor Doreen Marchione, brought honors to those who save the planet,
keeping our parks free of invasive plants,
save paper,
pulling files and screening defendants at the court,
and saved the city over $500,000 because of their dedication.
All of you are absolutely vital to the success of this city.
Leadership
is for the individual who demonstrates the ability to lead a group toward a goal,
and going above and beyond the call of duty.
This award is for individuals who have taken volunteerism to the next level in terms of participation and commitment.
Many Green Kirkland Partnership volunteers were recognized for their tireless efforts to restore the natural environment in city parks by removing pesky blackberries and planting native species. Several volunteers who are regular fixtures at the Peter Kirk Community Center were honored for always being there when the city needs them. Volunteers who support parks maintenance efforts were called out for being willing to dig in to whatever task is needed. Volunteers who provide administrative support to the city manager's office, municipal court, and police department were noted for their resourcefulness, editing skills, and creativeness. The night honored two special volunteers, one who recently announced his retirement from volunteer service.
Mr. Quarry has faithfully monitored the speed zone, slowing down drivers in front of Lakeview Elementary for many, many years. He was there when my children were there, and my youngest just is in graduate school. So, Mr. Pete Quarry, would you please stand?
And the other honored in the name of a very special volunteer. Fire Chief Kevin Nalder honored Bob Morrison with the Milton Bob Knight Amateur Radio Emergency Services Award. Just as Bob Knight dedicated his time and talents to the ARES program, so has Bob Morrison.
Over the past year, Bob has represented the Kirkland ARES team at countless public events and special meetings and spent hundreds of hours working hard behind the scenes.
But I'd also like to extend a thank you to the City Council, Mayor, all of the leadership of Kirkland, and all of the staff of Kirkland that has always made me feel so comfortable when I've come into the City Hall or gone into a fire station. So thank you, everybody.
The award recognizes Morrison's expertise in emergency communications and preparedness.
Hi, I'm Jenny Marker, AmeriCorps Volunteer Vista here with the City of Kirkland, and I'm here at the Volunteer Appreciation Dinner at the Peter Kirk Center, and I'd really like to know what really makes people want to volunteer and engage with their community.
And we're with our leading lady. What is your name?
Doyne Allward, and I'm a retired Lake Washington school teacher. I taught 45 years, so when I retired, the first thing I did is sign up with the park department as a volunteer park ranger at the Wetlands Park.
It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
Paige.
And your name?
Lucy.
Lucy? So what are you guys doing here tonight?
We worked and helped people at parks and clean up.
Did you get paid to do that?
No. No.
So what were you doing?
We were just helping them.
Just to volunteer?
Uh-huh.
Did you like doing it?
Yeah, so fun.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
To us, it's just being part of the community. You know, we've lived in Kirkland for how many years? almost 10, since we've been
20 years now.
Almost about 16 years or so.
If you're looking for the perfect volunteer opportunity with the city, visit www.kirklandwa.gov/volunteer or call 425-587-3012. Another special recognition occurred this week when the City Council, at the recommendation of the City's Park Board and Houghton Community Council, unanimously approved renaming Houghton Beach to include the name of Doris Cooper, a longtime City Council member and the city's first woman mayor. The idea to rename the park was presented by two citizens to the City Park Board in March. In a memo to the board, Nona Gans and Lynn Stokesberry wrote, "Doris's support of parks, planning, acquisition, development, and renovation was unequivocal. Throughout her public service, parks were her passion and are what inspired her to run for the Kirkland City Council in 1973. Cooper's early efforts led to funding to acquire Houghton Beach Park and park bond measure campaigns in 1976, 1984, 1989, and 1992. Cooper served on the City Council from 1973 to 1993 and was mayor from 1985 to 1990. She passed away in April 2011. In another unanimous vote, the City Council decided not to impose pay parking during the day. Pay parking will continue from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Lake and Central and Marina Lakeshore lots at the rate of $1 per hour. The Council's decision keeps pay parking at its current status at the two city-owned lots. At the request of the Council, the City's Parking Advisory Board presented several options for expanding pay parking, changes in enforcement, and improving the parking experience. Council directed the Parking Advisory Board to explore ways to limit downtown employees from parking in the two lots in order to open spaces for merchant customers and visitors. The Council also requested that the performance of the existing pay stations be evaluated. April showers may bring May flowers, but May brings several must-see and can-do special events to town. Mark your calendars for the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour on May 12th and 13th, Kirkland Half Marathon on May 13th, and Seven Hills of Kirkland, May 28th. Visit the city's tourism website at www.explorekirkland.com for event details. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.